During the conference, a committee on facilitating transitions from the informal to the formal economy will debate the issues and make amendments with a view to adopting a recommendation. The chair of this committee, Virgil Seafield, who is chief director for advocacy and statutory services at the Department of Labor in South Africa, explains why formalization is such an important issue for the world of work.
As part of the developmental agenda, it is important that when we want to grow the economies, that we start formalizing these economies in a more structured manner so that we develop them to the extent that they comply with the different pieces of legislation, policies, and agendas of these countries that they are located within.
Informality takes up half to three-quarters of all non-agricultural employment in developing countries. This grey economy usually means poor job conditions and increasing poverty. A whole host of problems arise in the informal economy, where taxes go unpaid and there is no government oversight. Workers often lack protection in the event of non-payment of wages, overtime, layoffs, and unsafe working conditions. In addition, social benefits such as pensions, sick pay, and health insurance aren't paid. Women, migrants, and vulnerable groups of workers who are excluded from other opportunities have little choice but to take informal, low-quality jobs. Seafield explains what the committee hopes to achieve during this ILC.
It would be a very easy answer to say we hope to achieve a recommendation. But what we actually hope to achieve is to have a set of standards, to have a guideline for countries to move their informal economies to the formal economy. And I think that is a critical part, so that we have decent work within these informal economies.